Deuteronomy chapter 24 today. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy 24, verse 1, the law of divorce. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it to her hand and send her out of his house. Now, God did not plant the idea of divorce in the minds of his people here in Deuteronomy chapter 24. It was already prevalent. God was simply attempting to regulate it. Verse 2. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and gives it in her hand and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. And you shall not cause the land to sin, which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance. Divorce was not to be seen in a lighthearted fashion. A person needed to think long and hard on whether they wanted to end a marriage, because there were no overs when it came to divorce and remarriage. 5. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife, which he has taken. What a gracious government God established. A newly married man was not to be given any special responsibilities that would take him far away from home by the law of God. And we see that a nation that is governed by God is not going to be cold and heartless to its population. Verse 6, no man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for he takes a man's life to pledge. Homes had millstones, which were used on a daily basis to grind grain for meals. So to take a person's millstone as security for a loan was to take his food. You know, why bother giving him a loan if all you're going to do is cause him to starve to death? 7. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, talking about kidnapping, and makes merchandise of him or sells him, then that thief shall die, and you shall put evil away from among you. So the penalty for kidnapping was death. Verse 8, take heed in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what the Lord your God did unto Miriam by the way, after that you were come forth out of Egypt. Miriam became an object lesson of God's wrath. She tried to undermine the authority of God's leader Moses, and the Lord hit her hard and fast with leprosy. 10. When you do lend your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to fetch his pledge. Respect personal property. You shall stand abroad, and the man to whom you do lend shall bring out the pledge abroad unto you. So it would be tough enough just to ask for a loan from a neighbor without him, that neighbor, barging into your house to take a pledge. So God is saying, preserve the honor and the dignity of the borrower. You know, when we do someone a favor, we shouldn't walk all over them. In other words, don't act like a big shot while making them feel small just because they need your help. Some people are that way. Verse 12, I've experienced it. And if a man be poor, you shall not sleep with his pledge. In any case, you shall deliver him the pledge again when the sun goes down, and he may sleep in his own raiment and bless you, and it shall be righteousness unto you before the Lord your God. If a guy was so hard up that all he had left was his outer garment, he was really in tough shape, and keeping his cloak overnight would be stealing the poor man's blanket as well as his dignity. 14. You shall not oppress an hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he be of your brethren or of your strangers, and that would be Gentiles, who are in your land within your gates. At his day you shall give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and sets his heart upon it, lest he cry unto you, cry against you unto the Lord, and it be sin unto you. There were no labor unions which would file a grievance on behalf of a working man back in those days, but a working man could cry out to God, and the Lord would take action in some form. You ask Pharaoh if God hears the cries of oppressed workers. He could tell you at least 10 stories where God did. 16. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Some law codes in the ancient Near East allowed a son to be put to death for the crime of a father. But God wants everyone to understand that they are personally responsible for each and every sin that they commit. God totally dismisses any attempts to blame shift by anyone. 17. You shall not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. But you shall remember that you were a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you thence. Therefore I command you to do this thing. Foreigners, widows, and orphans usually don't have much leverage. They don't have influence in a world where wealth talks. But this is God's world, and no one has any leverage with him. And he demands that everyone across the board be treated with fairness. 19. When you cut down your harvest in your field and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. This is, in essence, God's welfare program, which was actually workfare. 20. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, or for the widow. In other words, leave something for the poor. 21. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the strangers, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command you to do this thing. So, you know, don't forget, if you've gone through hard times or you are going through hard times, don't forget what that's like. And when times are better for you, have compassion on others who are going through hard times as well. Remember what that was like.